My guest today, let me do that again.
Yep.
My guest today, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, it's been a busy week of trade here. It looks like grains market's closing a bit lower after trading higher throughout the day. What's going on with the grains?
Yeah, you know, I think we had a week where the technical picture greatly improved on the grains across the board. We had a key reversal up on wheat, soybean meal often signals bottom, major bottom, major intermediate bottom. So we will see. We also had the Trump bump, as we call it, the middle of the week, where President Trump was talking more positive about the upcoming meeting with President Xi out of China, that he was going to talk to him specifically about soybeans. That seemed to halt the downside slide on all these markets. Then the next day, the Secretary of Treasury talked about they're going to look for some kind of financial support due to the tariffs to the producer. So that gave another little push. But when you hit the end of the week, it was, while the technical picture improved, it was a harvest pressure that put us lower to end the day on Friday to end the week. Probably our biggest harvesting weekend of the year so far, and maybe one of the biggest of the year, as some areas are winding down on harvest in soybeans.
All right, and then checking out the cattle side here as well. They closed higher across the board in all three sectors there. What'd you see with the cattle markets, Don?
You know, the cattle market this week was one where we traded cattle in the north 238, 230, down again $3 to $5 a hundredweight this week. The boxed beef continued to push lower, down about $50, $52 off the top now, and the beef in just short order all adds up to the packer losing about $225 a head. So looking for next week, we'll see if the demand can hold in here, if the packer wants to try and push cattle lower again to try and improve his margins. It is true that I think the cattle are gaining weight out here, bigger cattle going forward, so that's going to be an issue if the demand side of the market doesn't stay strong.
Appreciate it, Don. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You as well. Thanks, sir. That's U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.